Hey, hotties.
Hi, Gorge.
Welcome back to another episode of Sometimes Funny, Always Awkward. This is a podcast about nothing and everything, especially being a hot fucking mess. I'm Maddie.
I'm Grace.
And a reminder that if you wanted our subscription content, you can no longer subscribe. We've broken up with subscriptions, but you can still get the content from us. Just send us an email and I'll give you a link.
In highlight of today's episode, it was messy.
It was messy. Yeah. Sometimes funnypod at gmail.com. Love you.
Love you. Sorry.
Thanks for supporting us. Sorry.
Anyway, we've said that enough now. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I can stop saying that now, right?
I think people, yeah.
I can stop.
Probably get it.
I can stop.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
I'm like genuinely, yeah.
Is it rude to assume
that people
should know by now?
Should know by
because
six
people
episodes.
Don't listen to all the episodes, right? They'll just pick and choose.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rude. You should listen to all of them. They're all amazing.
We're available.
And if you want more, email us. That's what we talked about. We won't get to talk about our toxic thoughts anymore.
No, I know.
Do you have any toxic thoughts that you've had recently?
Yeah, but my toxic thought is also going to be involved in the TikTok that I'm loving.
Oh, right.
It's all in one.
Yeah.
Okay. But I actually was thinking, like, that's so toxic of you.
No.
When I was thinking about the TikTok that I loved.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about talking about TikTok but not your TikTok that you love? Because we'll talk about that at the end of the episode. There was a bill that was passed recently for TikTok. Did you see this?
No.
So they're all, like, every 6 months there's this rumor that they're going to ban TikTok in the States. And last week a bill got passed in one of their houses. I don't know how it works, but you know how it has to be passed in one house and then it goes to the Senate or whatever, and it has to be passed in that house. There was a bill that was passed in this first government body house that it is going to be legal to ban TikTok. And I know that their state laws are very different in the US. So, like, one state can have a law and the other one doesn't have to have it. But it's been passed in this one house that TikTok may be banned in the US.
So interesting.
And so people are getting really worried about it. Mm. A lot of TikTok creators are getting worried. And, like, as an Australian creator, look, I'm not worried because I have my other platforms. But I think that if it gets banned in the US, Australia is 100% going to follow. We do everything that the US does.
Yeah. We do. But I don't know if Australia would ban TikTok.
I think they would. Eventually, they'd be like, the US is doing that. We better do it.
What I think is really interesting is that, like, TikTok has been really open with the fact that they sell our data.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I understand the fear of people have with that with TikTok. I don't think that means that you should ban it. I just think it means that you should be like, well, the data that's being created while it's owned by a Chinese government is being produced in American soil, and so there needs to be some privacy, yada, yada, yada.
There needs to be more negotiation because there's also shit going on with TikTok with music, with UMG, which is quite frustrating because there's a whole lot of content that I haven't been able to post on my TikTok because of music. So
it makes a really big difference as well.
Well, a lot of my content revolves around music.
And I must say, this is really quite a shallow thing, but now people are just releasing songs and they're just slightly different.
Yeah.
So the copyright doesn't hit.
Yeah, they make it slightly faster or more high-pitched.
Yeah, like Ariana Grande's new album came out and so everyone obviously wants to, like, make music and make videos, like, using that music, and it's just like this slightly altered song.
It feels like we've gone backwards. It feels like we've gone back to Musical.ly where we have these really cringe edits of music.
Yeah.
Rather than just using the song.
Yeah, fully.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with TikTok. And then also, like, from a creative perspective, TikTok in the US is monetized and it's not in many other countries. And so there are creators in the US who are, like, their whole livelihood is from views.
Because how much would you get per view in America?
It's around a dollar per thousand views. So if you go super viral, you can make thousands of dollars from one video.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, look, they've got brand deals and they have other apps, but, like, Facebook is monetized, YouTube is monetized. Instagram is not, which I have a bit of a gripe with because I'm like, well, if Meta owns both Facebook and Instagram. So, if you can monetize on Facebook, why can't you monetize on Instagram? But this is why I use Facebook, is because I earn money just from views.
Yeah.
Because, like, the videos that I make
on TikTok,
on any, all of the platforms that are not branded content, I make that for free.
Yeah.
Like, I posted a video last night on Instagram, which was another clit skit, my favorite to make, and it was to a Jonas Brothers song. I will earn no money from that video.
Yeah.
Like, I put that up for you because I enjoy it. I mean, what it does do from a creator is, like, it helps me with growth and then eventually, you know, brands find me and then they want to work with me. But there are so many creators in the US that, like, solely earn from views. Do you think they'll ban it?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it goes against their, for, like, not, I don't, we, it'll go against one of those amendments.
Yeah, freedom of speech. Yeah, their constitution. Like it will. It will. I don't know. I hope they don't. I do love TikTok.
I feel like so silly though when I saw like a video from M. Rauta.
Yeah.
And she was like talking about how she's like, oh, people get nervous about TikTok stealing your information, but it's like, just because it's not America stealing your information, you don't think Google's selling your information.
Yeah.
You don't think Apple's selling your information. It's like, I don't know what Google's doing, but Apple's not selling your information.
No, that's so true.
I went into this like talk mode where I was like, actually, if you look at the data privacy,
well, we know a lot about Apple data laws. How do we know those?
I don't know. I'm just really into Apple. Yeah, and I felt like such a dork for it. And I was like, don't, no one cares. No one cares.
Well, that's why they ask you not to track the new pop-up that comes up. When you download a new app, there's a pop-up that says, like, not to track you.
I wonder if it does anything. Surely it does.
Well, I mean, sometimes I can look something up.
Yeah.
Like, if I look up something on Google and then I'll go to another website, it already knows what I'm looking for before I search for it.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It comes up. It knows what I'm looking for.
It's creepy.
It is. Anyway, now it's time for Tell Me About It. This is a segment where I do a call out on my story and I ask our hotties to tell me about it. And this week is a follow-up from a couple of episodes ago because we did a call out for messy sex or like bad sex stories. And what happened is I did the call out on Sunday night and we recorded Monday morning and the story's up for 24 hours. So by the time I'd prepped the episode, I only had like half of the time's worth of answers, like 12 hours worth. So the story stayed up for another 12 hours and I got more answers.
This is a part two.
A part two. Bad sex story. So I thought I would share them. I had sex recently, but it wasn't bad. It was actually quite good.
Yeah. Is there any? Yeah. No.
No, nothing bad.
Nothing bad?
It was just fine.
Okay.
No, I have to actually share something. Sorry. Remember how we always talk about being bad at being on top?
Yeah.
And I've been on a fitness journey.
Are you good at it now?
Guys, I slayed.
Oh, stop.
Just spend some time on the leg press. Gonna go tell my trainer. I'm like, no, actually, let's keep doing the leg press because I'm actually quite good at being on top now. I was there for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in excess of 5 minutes?
I was there for the majority of the time.
Wow.
Gotta say. And I wasn't tired. Like, you know how like you do your bit and then you're like, okay, and then you roll off because you were tired?
Absolutely.
He rolled me off.
Wow.
Could have kept going.
You could have kept going.
Could have kept going.
Congratulations.
Go to the gym just so that you can be on top.
Yeah. And did you feel like sexy and empowering?
I felt so hot.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I was a powerful lady.
Got to get to the leg pressing.
Leg press. Some feedback for you. Just a tip. A hot tip.
I shan't be doing that.
Okay, from the hotties. He came from putting the condom on.
No.
And then started crying and ran out of the house.
Well, that's fair. I would too.
I've never heard of that happening. I've never heard of that happening.
Just imagine you lying there being like, what the fuck? What is this sequence of events?
I never put them on. I always make him put it on. I don't actually know how to put it on.
So it's, imagine, like, it's like a whole pinch and roll
moment. Like, I probably could learn, but I've never had to. And to be honest, it's like, it's not my job. It's your job.
It's hand jobs. You know, you're obviously going to be better at it than me. Like, you've had way more experience.
You know, exactly.
This is your area.
But imagine, you do the pinch and roll and then you...
Oh, I shouldn't laugh.
That
poor
would be
man.
So sad. But then he cried.
Yeah, I would cry too. Imagine.
But for a girl to come that fast, that's actually a slay.
No, like imagine if you're a guy. I know. You know, you told them like, you've probably been texting, being like, I'm going to murder
he was in
your vagina.
House less than murder. Wow.
No, that's a whole
slay.
Thing. Do you remember when Amanda Bynes was like, I want Drake to murder my vagina?
No.
Do you not remember that tweet? That is burnt in my brain forever.
Amanda Bynes makes me so sad.
Oh, her recent TikToks. Yeah, it's really hard. What's really hard about it is I have a friend who like has dealt with psychosis and has a very lengthy journey with mental health issues and drug addiction issues. And watching Amanda Bynes is so similar, if not the exact same, as my friend when she's not doing well.
Oh, so it's just like brain damage from drug use, is it?
Yeah, like I feel like psychosis is crazy. Like what psychosis does to a person is insane. And poor Amanda Bynes.
I love her. I'm so sad.
I loved her show as a kid.
Will she ever go back to it? Like, or is that?
Who knows? She wants to be a nail technician.
Yeah, I saw that. That was really sweet. She loves wigs. She updated us. She's wearing hair extensions
now. I did also see that video as well. But she, like, I don't know when it was, maybe like 10 years ago, maybe less. She tweeted, "I want Drake to murder my vagina," and she tagged him.
And I wonder if he did.
No. This is when she was already a bit cray cray.
A bit cray cray. Well, I mean, still.
And that's why I say murder my vagina.
Murder my vagina. I love that. Next one. He decided our 1-year relationship didn't feel right immediately after sex. Well, the timing on that, the timing on that is not ideal. It's that's not hot.
I just think
pillow talk, let's break up.
Like anything post-sex, you're so bad. Like if you do anything post-sex.
Yeah, fuck you.
Say like we need to be on a break.
Nah.
I don't think this is working.
Nah. The only thing you're meant to do after sex is have a debrief of the session, and that's my favorite part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but it has to be a positive debrief.
Positive debrief. Like, oh, you tried that new thing with your hips. I really liked that. Maddie, you've been working out so hard. Fuck, you were on top for such a long time. Wow.
Wow.
I'm so impressed. Keep doing the leg press. You know, things like that. You don't break up with them.
No. And I just feel like it's you're sending the message that you just wanted to get one last one.
Yeah.
You know it might be a little while before the next. So
yeah,
you
didn't want the breakup sex. You wanted to have the sex and then the breakup.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Get him out. That is awful. I hope he made you come because otherwise.
What a waste.
What a waste of time. My mum bought me a vibrator after I got married because we were struggling with our sex life. Supportive mum, I guess.
I think it's a bit weird.
That is a bit weird. You're the one being honest about your sex life with your mum.
That's true.
So, like, she only wants to help you.
This is giving. There's a movie.
There's a movie with a vibrator. There is a movie with a vibrator. I know. I know the one.
Where Jennifer Aniston? Are we thinking about the same movie?
Oh, no. I'm thinking of that episode of How I Met Your Mother when Robin gives Lily a vibrator.
Oh.
No.
Okay. In my movie, Jennifer Aniston's husband is cheating on her with Cameron Diaz and she is begging for him to have sex with her husband. She doesn't know that he's cheating on her. And he won't do it. And so she has to keep using a vibrator. And her mum and her sister are heavily involved in her sex life because they know it's not going well. And she's like talking about the fact that she has to use a vibrator all the
time. This sounds like a perfect rom-com.
Oh my God. It's such a good rom-com. I'll find the name of it.
Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Also a really good rom-com actress.
Cameron Diaz. Oh, so good.
And Jennifer Aniston and Katherine Heigl and Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Dream team. Imagine if all four of them were in a movie together.
You know, Cameron Diaz is going back into acting.
Oh.
Yeah. She's doing a movie. She's the one.
All right.
And you know what? Jennifer Aniston, not the main character.
Oh.
She's a side plot.
Cameron Diaz is the main character.
Cameron Diaz is more. Look, Cameron Diaz in the center.
Jennifer Aniston is not.
No, because it's actually about the brother.
Wow.
Anyway.
Sounds like a good rom-com.
Great movie.
I love a rom-com.
Rewatched it recently.
That's what I'm watching tonight.
It's fucking brilliant.
Love it.
It's a really good movie.
Next, tell me about it response. A messy sex story.
Yeah.
I fucked a man built like a Greek god. He literally thrusted twice and came, pulled out and left. That is just saying that sometimes doing the leg press can have the opposite effect.
Wow. Pump and dump.
Pump and dump. That's so disappointing.
But too pump and dump.
That's so disappointing. Like when they look that good, they also have to be good in bed.
Yeah, but I feel like from what I hear, it's not.
Compensating.
Yeah, they never are.
Yeah.
You know, we've had this discussion.
Hot guys.
Beautiful men, they're not going to be good in bed.
No, and they don't have a personality.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta fuck the ugly ones.
You have to.
They're the ones that are making you come, really.
You know, the Jack Blacks out there.
Uh-huh.
you know that they fuck good.
Do you reckon Jack Black could fuck good?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he's been doing a lot of press recently. What for?
Kung Fu 4.
I see. Another Kung Fu. God, how many of those do they need to make?
Well, there's four.
Thank you.
This is like the last episode. When I was like, oh, is that protein powder like a pre-workout? No, that would be pre-workout. This is protein powder.
Oh, brutal. We're getting brutal with each other, Grace. It's good. It's good. Call me out on it. I like it. Next one. A guy fingered me and his nail broke. Blood everywhere. Oh. That's not lubrication that you want. Mm-mm.
I remember realizing...
When snapped a banjo?
No. When I was first getting fingered, that it was really important for men to have manicured nails.
Yeah, to have short nails.
Because my boyfriend didn't have manicured nails. And I was like, oh, that hurts.
Like, this is why I couldn't date a woman right now. I'd have to take these press-on nails off.
You'd have to take press-on
I'd have to take them off.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine who has recently started dating a woman and she hadn't revealed it yet. And I was like, yeah, I know that you're dating a woman. She's like, how did you know? And I was like, I could tell by your nails. She's like, And I was like, yeah, I know what a lesbian nail, like what their hands look like.
Would you do like a Kehlani... Just remove the two nails?
No, I do all of them. I find that weird.
Yeah?
I find that weird.
It's very on the nose, isn't it?
It is a bit.
It's like, I'm fingering ladies.
I just feel like keep them all short.
Yeah.
But yeah. She was like, how do you know? And I was like, I could tell by your hands, babe. I know that you're fucking a woman. I know. Because when I was dating my ex-girlfriend, I did not have long nails.
Yeah.
You know, this is how I know I'm dating men. Is the length of my nails.
But then do you ever finger yourself?
No.
Yeah.
I don't need it. Yeah, no. Yeah. I have to, I'm not going to talk about it. My dog.
I like when we do think about things, we just go.
No, it's not worth it. I'm going to cut it out, so keep it on. Nap. Okay, next one. After sex, he showed me that he slept with a knife under his pillow in case of a zombie apocalypse.
No, he got too vulnerable too quick.
No, but I'm glad he did it after and not before because I'd be an instant boner killer.
Yeah, you just wouldn't have sex.
It's a zombie killer and a boner killer.
Although I am always surprised by the amount of people in my life that sleep with knives under their pillows.
Really?
Yeah. I know multiple people.
What for?
Like most of the time it's fear that someone's going to break in.
Not a zombie.
Like it's a rational fear that they've made irrational, like they're too heightened.
Yeah.
But yeah, multiple people in my life throughout my life have been like, yeah. I sleep with a knife under my pillow.
That's fucked. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have any kind of protective weapons around in case someone breaks in and I live alone.
No, you gotta have a bat.
I got nothing.
Really?
No, I got nothing.
No, we always have like a baseball bat near the door.
Do you really?
Yeah, not in our current apartment, but my dad always does. Interesting. Anyway, my dad lives, there's like a baseball bat near it.
That's his weapon of choice. So if there was a zombie apocalypse, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have always said that if there was a zombie apocalypse, we'd be in the first wave of zombies because I ain't fighting.
No.
I'd be like, take me. I'm gone. Eat me. Go.
All goods.
Yeah.
I lived a good life.
Yeah, I'm happy. I am not gonna try and survive through a zombie apocalypse. I could not think of anything more depressing.
I just constantly think to myself, like, I'm already on the edge. Do you know what I mean? And I live a great life. You take away my standard of living.
Yeah.
And try and put me in a post-apocalyptic world.
No.
Fuck off.
Fuck no, I'm not doing it.
Not doing that.
That's very entitled of us, isn't it?
It's very first world of us,
It is very first world of us. It is. Next one, doing the deed with an English guy and he... While he was still inside me, he stopped to look at his watch.
He's timing himself.
Just wants to make sure he can last more than two thrusts.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be the pump and dump guy.
No, he's a four pump and dump. That's still, you know, more than two.
That's double. Yeah, good for him.
That's a long time.
No, if you're going to check the time, you got to do it subtly, yeah.
Why did we have to specify that he was English?
I don't know, but I think sleeping with an Englishman would be hot.
And my cousin, I went out with her the other night. She's trying to set me up with her Irish friend. He has a very Irish accent. It's So
yeah,
he does have a very Irish haircut too. There's a haircut.
Yeah, I know it.
Do you know I posted my PT.
It's like very Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, I posted my PT like once a long time ago, and I got some DMs saying like he's so British, and he wasn't talking in the video. And I told him that like people guessed that you were British, and he's like, why? And I was like, because you look British.
You can tell.
What? And he's like, he was like trying to, and I didn't want to tell him. I'm like, Ollie, it's your haircut.
Yeah.
You have a British haircut. And he was like trying to like figure it out. And it actually affected him. The whole next session, I was like, can you shut the fuck up? I don't care. Because he was having such a crisis about looking British. But it's the hair.
No, and I also, it's just something you know. You know when people are British.
Did you see that video? Did you see what he looked like?
No. But you just know when people are British.
Yeah, no, he's British. Definitely.
I just look at people online. I'm like, you're British.
Yeah, the way he yells at me is quite funny.
It's especially, you can always tell a boys group photo that's from England.
Yeah.
Like when they're all together, boys are together, it's like, you're all English. And it's not just the gleaming teeth.
Oh, no, not the turkey teeth. The turkey teeth. What is that? I'm so off it. Meghan Trainor is still in my nightmares. I can't. JoJo Siwa, all of the veneers, Miley Cyrus. That's my zombie apocalypse. It's just all the celebrities. Imagine the zombie apocalypse, but with veneers.
Veneers, yeah. Like you're dying and like, you're moldy, but then your teeth are just like
gleaming. No, I can't. I got two more. I had no lube. I do not recommend using olive oil. I think people would know that. I wonder what would happen if you did use olive oil. Is it a pH thing?
Don't they recommend coconut oil?
No.
No, yeah. I have so many. That's a recommendation.
Really?
Yeah.
Not with condoms, surely. That would be.
Oh, not with condoms. Just in general, it's lube.
Coconut oil would be fine on the inside.
Apparently.
That wouldn't mess up your pH and give you thrush.
Apparently, it's good.
Olive oil, I feel like, what would olive oil do? Thrush?
Yeah, probably.
Something. UTI? Something. No, not a UTI. That's only if you get.
Make a really good salad? I don't know.
Tuna salad?
I went to ham.
I was going to say pastrami, but then I was like, what else could it be?
Motta de prosciutto.
Yuck. Okay, anyway, last one for you. I had to fart before doing anal, but I ignored it. The biggest fart came out when he took his penis out. That's like a queef, but worse. Yeah,
of course, obviously. He's just like, if you've ever thought of like, what's that fucking thing plunger? For a toilet? Plunger. Like a plunger, you know?
Just pushing the air he's in. Just
pushing it, and then when it comes out.
It just comes out with full it's force.
Suctioning it out.
No, I mean, queefs are funny. You could just pass it off as a queef, no?
I feel like when it comes from the butt, though, it's a bit hard.
It's tighter. The sphincter makes that also, vibration a bit.
But also, what if it's still, like, a bit loose? And, like, okay, I know I shouldn't relate this. But ages ago, Frank was really constipated and I had to, like, push a poop out of him.
How? Like, and on his belly?
Yeah, like, I like, changed his nappy and I noticed that he was pooping but it was stuck.
Yeah.
So I, like, pushed his legs onto his belly and, like, did all the movement. Him and it came out. Now, my
That would have been kind of satisfying.
No, well, this it was horrifying, right? Because the thing is, like, this poor kid, he was essentially pushing out, like, to comparison, like, we were pushing out, like, a Pringle can. Like, it was so fucked. And also, like, you've never seen your butthole, like, expand that way. They really expand. And it's crazy how big it can, like, what you can do, because I know what my son's butthole looks like normally.
Yeah.
And what came out of him. And I was like, that's a lot. That's really different. So then when I think about it in an adult form, it's like, wow, like we could really be, we could push out Pringle cans and it would be fine, I think. It would be painful.
It would hurt.
But it would be fine.
Wow.
So I don't know how I got there, but I just want you to all know that your sphincter can, it's really quite flexible.
Yeah, but we're talking about the fart. Like it would, if it loosened up.
Oh, yeah, imagine if your sphincter was still loose. And then the fart was like, wee, wee, wee.
<It's> We love a fart joke, don't we?
Yeah, I do.
As you were talking, you just reminded me, and I'm going to have to read it out in our next Monday episode because I actually forgot to write it down for today because I go through our emails the night before. But I had someone email me. She's like, "This." I'll just read the first thing. I can't read it out. It's at the end of the episode. But it just says, "Hi, hotties. Hi, Gorge. This is my third email to you gals. I feel like I'm being very clingy, but it's only because I love the pod and I want to be on it. And it's a poo sex story." So I'm saving this. Remind me next time Monday. We record our Monday episode that we have to read this out. If you're listening, babe, what's your initial? She gave it to me. A. Your gal A. We're going to roast. She wants us to roast you. We are going to read this out next episode, we promise. I'm so sorry.
Love a bit of scat.
Scat. Wrap up the episode. Do you have a TikTok of the week or what's on your For You page at the moment?
So I hinted earlier episode that my TikTok of the week is a bit toxic. It's not a specific TikTok.
God, love.
But I love the fact that TikTok feels like you can be really vulnerable because bitches like me find people that I don't even follow on Instagram because I know that I'm not going to get the real
TikTok is more unhinged, for
TikTok
sure.
TikTok is so unhinged. Yeah. So these people that I want to know what's happening in their lives, but I don't want to follow you. I want to know about your, like, pristine life.
Yeah.
I want to see you falling apart at 2 a.m. on TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about TikTok. Oh. I stalked this girl who I don't really like. I find her a bit annoying.
Yeah.
And I was stalking her this morning and, like, I find out now that she's going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And she's very, very open about it online.
Actually.
I'm like, yes.
Mine's related. There's these two creators, Bryn and Mario. Do you know them?
Mario, I think I know Mario.
Mario does comedy stuff and he has like the mustache. And Bryn does Colour Me Mondays where she lets coloured pencils choose her makeup colours.
Oh, I know Bryn. She did the
bat
the
swing.
Bat thing.
Swing that thing with a bat and her boobies would wobble. Yeah. And it was a very good thirst trap.
Yeah.
Anyway, they started dating, Mario and Bryn.
Is Bryn a lesbian?
She's bi.
Oh, did you like my lesbian?
No, she's got long nails at the moment, Grace.
I said it so hesitant. Is that going to cancel me?
You're allowed to say lesbian. No, she's bisexual and she's got long nails at the moment. She's dating a man.
Yeah.
But she's dating this other content creator, Mario, and he's like this comedy guy and he like posts hot takes and he's quite funny. But they have been posting their relationship from the get-go.
Love it.
On TikTok, which I find quite alarming because it's like you have hard launched this quite early in your relationship.
As a consumer, love it.
Love it.
As a person?
No, don't do that because then once you break up and if you break up, that's also going to be super public. But people also love that too.
Yeah.
But I just find it so interesting that people can be so raw and vulnerable on TikTok. I cannot.
It's crazy.
I'm trying. I'm dipping my toe in vlogging right now and I'm posting my dating stuff, but I'm scared.
It's hard.
Like I've been on TikTok for a couple of years now and I still have not revealed my full journey. I still hyper edit this podcast because I feel uncomfortable sharing certain parts of my life at times.
There's just like it must be like a chemical or something that some people have and some people don't have. I'm not saying one's better than the other.
It's like a filter. They don't have it.
Yeah. I'm too filtered. Like my parents, if I posted and like explained stuff about my family or anything like that online, my parents would look at me and be like, "Who the fuck do you think you are?"
But you kind of do it here.
No, but like,
not enough.
Actually, like posting a video and being like, "This is my mum, this is my dad," and rah, 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 they'd be like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
That stays inside.
No.
My family's wild. I can't talk about that.
No, there's things I couldn't share either.
There's this like woman that I love to follow and I judge watch her. She has like a lot of baby daddies. She's got six kids and I think four baby daddies, five.
Oh my God.
And she like owns it. She's like, oh yeah, like it is what it is. And she's always like saying, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be positive about myself. Like the situation is what it is. And I think that's great. But she went in full detail about how like one of her baby daddies, she was never actually dating. She was just sleeping with and like he was a friend, but then she was sleeping with some other guy and then she was engaged and she was pregnant with this guy's baby, but she was engaged to this guy. And she's just like, she's
owning it.
She's owning it. She's saying the whole time, like, I know that this is wild. It is what it is, but this is the reality. watching it going, this is fuck, this does not need to be in public.
No. My biggest issue with sharing that shit is the people who you're talking about watching it.
Yeah, like I'm watching this. There is no reason for me to know this level of detail.
No.
I don't need to
be here for it. How about that? Like, I'm
there
that,
for
like,
it.
34 part, like, Who Did I Marry series.
I watched it all.
I never watched it, but like, that's a lot of information to
it
give.
It wasn't that good.
Oh, that sucks. People were so invested.
It could have wrapped up
in
12 parts.
12 parts. How many parts was it?
Like 57.
No.
Yeah. It was crazy.
No, you've lost me.
I watched it all. Risa Tisa, good for you.
Risa Tisa, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I just.
But it was. It was a lot of
information. I didn't want to watch it while it was happening because I knew somebody would post a summary.
Yeah.
I still haven't caught up. I'm not interested in enough to know.
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good. Anyway. But yeah, like it's people that are just so unnecessarily there.
Vulnerable. They just give everything. And then we're soon going to lose TikTok. So people are going to have to be vulnerable on Instagram, but that's where the incels are.
Yeah. And also like everything is polished on Instagram. No one wants like unhinged stuff on Instagram.
Nah, it'll change. It's just starting to change.
I hope so.
Did you know that Instagram is now rolling out 3-minute and 10-minute videos?
But that's not giving unhinged.
No,
unhinged,
but it allows
7-second videos of you screaming at a goat.
No, but that's going to happen. It's all coming.
Okay.
Instagram is going to be the reigning supreme app. I'm calling it now because TikTok is going through all of this shit. Mm-hmm. I think that Instagram, like YouTube is trying to have a resurgence. It won't.
It won't. No.
I think Instagram is going to have its comeback and be like the reigning app again. Sorry to say.
Well, what's your Instagram video of the week then? Not your TikTok video.
Meh. I don't know. I've already shared mine. I included myself, Bryn and Maria.
Oh. Yeah.
We can wrap it up.
Ice me out then. That's fine. My bad.
There's 4 Kung Fu Panda movies. All right. That's all we have for the episode. We love you. Bye.
Bye.